Joining us right now on the phone is Jody Messina. Jody, we are so thrilled to hear from you, and you've got a new single. Tell us about Reckless Love.
Oh, my gosh. It is a big, big, fat story behind that song. But the song itself, it just really reflects on God's love for all of us and how much He cares about us and will chase us down in even the middle of our brokenness. And me can be the poster child for brokenness. He will chase you down and meet you wherever you are, and loves us with a love that we don't even understand. I mean, it's so unconditional, and He doesn't love you because you do this or because you achieved this or because you are this. He just loves you, and it's hard to grasp as a human, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
So the song just talks about He just recklessly and abandonedly loves us so much. I recorded it. It's been out in the Christian market. I started doing it in my live shows and found out that people didn't realize the message behind the song or didn't realize how loved they were. And I was like, man, you know what? We got to release this in the country market, because somewhere out there is someone that needs to know just how loved they are.
And you know, in this day and age especially, it just kind of seems like we've got a lot of doom and gloom. It's kind of nice to have a message out there of hope, right?
Absolutely. I mean, and it's for every single person out there. You know what I mean? Whether you're in a bar or not in a bar, whether you're, you know, in a loving, crazy family or, you know, a dysfunctional one, we're all imperfect and we're all very much loved.
Now, you dealt with a cancer diagnosis in 2017. Jody, how are you doing now?
Dealt with it. Sister, I'm still dealing with it. I had my third surgery 2 weeks ago, so I'm home right now. We took about 6 weeks off of touring, and then I'm recovering from that, and I'm doing well. I'm doing good. It's a process, you know? You wish it could be the perfect story and, you know, had a beginning, a middle, and an end. And right now, I just happen to be, you know, kind of in the middle of it. You know, there's no real definite answers. But my faith, I think that when I started really hungering for a relationship with the Lord, you know, I told you years ago, and I think that having that in place has given me sanity to go through every setback or every, you know, okay, now we got to walk through this, or now you need another surgery. Or, you know, it's like, okay, all right, I'm here. I'm here in this, and I'm not by myself. And so I just think it's all perfect timing, as wacky as that sounds. And every day I'm filled with gratitude. I always have been so filled with gratitude and joy and peace. And so that's kind of where I am. I'm not at the end of anything, but I'm still in the middle of it, but I'm loving life.
Well, that is just so fantastic to hear. And, you know, your last album, I'd like to talk about it, because I thought it was super amazing how the album came about to be through Kickstarter. I mean, you pretty much left the album up to the fans, correct?
That was huge. They got to pick the songs for the record, and they funded the record, and it was one of the first Kickstarter experiences in the country world. So there's a lot of hate mail attached to that thing.
Oh, no!
You know, people didn't get it, right? So they didn't understand. If you donate, you get, like, all these prizes and these unique gifts and
absolutely
opportunities. So they thought, oh, what are you doing asking for money? I won't do it again, because there are so many, like, scam artists on, like, Twitter and Instagram saying, hi, this is Jody, will you help me? And it's like, that's not me, that's not me. It was unfamiliar to the country format, and so people didn't understand, like, the whole Kickstarter thing. But those who did understand it, I love it. I mean, we had fun together. I love it when they show up at the show still with their Kickstarter t-shirt that was like, I helped make it happen, you know? And it was really neat to engage in the fans that way.
Oh, that's so awesome.
With a new single out, any news on possibly a new album releasing soon?
Well, the single comes out, as you know, as a single, and it's for digital download. If I were to record an album, it would be like the story of the last 5 years of my life. And that goes, it's such a broad vision. It would have to be a label that had broad vision, because there's some angst in the beginning of that story. And then there's, you know what I say, you know, Jesus walked onto my front porch. Then there's that revelation. And then there's this, you can almost see the softening of my heart and the changing of who I am in the songs that I've written. And so that would be my dream project, is to take people from the bitterness and the angst of, you know, right before Jesus walked into my life, and then to where I am today.
Oh, that's fantastic.
If there's any label out there brave enough to do it, I'm in. happen because we already got the song for it.
Oh, well, see, there you go. Well, speaking of labels, what about your own record label, Dreambound?
Well, we formed that as a label to just to upload songs to like to iTunes and Spotify and that kind of stuff. It's
okay.
Not a functioning, I don't have a promotion staff. I don't have a marketing team. I don't have, you know, a building you can walk into. It was a label that we had to create so that we could make music available.
Oh, okay.
People doesn't believe in my record. No. No.
I created.
I don't get me.
Oh, guys, this is great. Now, Jody, you've become involved with Special Olympics. Tell us how you became involved in Special Olympics.
I was running in Florida one day, and I came across the Special Olympic Games, and there were not enough huggers at the finish line, so I wanted to get people involved and people aware of Special Olympics so they'd have more volunteers. And then the more I found out about Special Olympics, it was more than just the games. It was lifestyle, how to teach these folks to be fully functioning in the community. They made sure the hearing was up, you know, everything was great with their hearing, and they were hearing fine, seeing fine, physically fine. Do you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. So it was just so much more than just the games. And so that's kind of why I got involved, was to just kind of make people aware of that.
Well, Jody, you are hands down one of our favorites. We love your infectious laugh. We love how passionate you are about music in general and, you know, just being alive. And we thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. And we're so excited about Reckless Love.
Yes, we are.
Well, thank you. I'm excited too, and thanks for, you know, letting your fans hear it